Welcome to Books on Air, the show that tells the story behind the book. I'm Suzanne Harris, and it's my pleasure to talk to the author about their latest project. We also tell you where you can find them on social media, and perhaps we'll give you the opportunity to meet them. Joining me is Marjorie Bicknell Johnson, and we're here to talk about her archaeological thriller, Lost Jade of the Maya. Welcome, Marjorie.
Thank you.
You are quite an adventurous person yourself. As I was reading about you, I was just amazed at all the things you've done. Would you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Okay. Well, I just have a lot of interests, and when I'm interested in something, I pursue it. And, I taught high school mathematics for 30 years, and that's where I first learned about the Mayan civilization, because they were good mathematicians and great astronomers. And then my husband and I had some interest in that, and we went to visit the Chichen Itza ruin in Yucatan, Mexico, on our honeymoon. And then some of the adventures that we had, we did a lot of traveling. And my husband decided that he wanted to explore the USA with an airplane. So he bought an airplane, and I learned to fly as well. And we went flying all over the place. And I have found this very useful for writing my books, because they use small planes and helicopters a lot when they're exploring ruins in Central America and rural Mexico. And so that part of the book, I had no trouble writing at all. And then the other things in there, a lot of the things came from our travel adventures.
I just think it sounds so exciting. It sounds like I have this picture in my mind of you as a female Indiana Jones. I can just see you out there in the ruins in the Yucatan and in Central America. Let's give our listeners a little.
We let my character do that. That's what John Mapesh does.
Well, let's do that. Let's give our listeners a little overview of the book. Tell me about it.
Okay, The Lost Jade of the Maya. Chama Pesh is the descendant of a powerful Mayan king, and her grandmother was a shaman, and so she also is a shaman, but she doesn't tell you about that very much because she's an archaeology professor, and that's not the kind of thing you tell your colleagues about. And she goes to Guatemala. They're searching for the source of the ancient Mayan jade. The Maya could be very stubborn. They refused to tell the Spaniards where they got their jade. And so it was a mystery for about 400 years, and they have found a source of jade in Guatemala recently, but according to their scientific studies of jade artifacts in museums, the jade came from at least 7 different places. And so I thought, well, Chama Pesh can find more. And so that's what set me off on this. And then the other thing that adds to it is Guatemala has a terrible problem with crime lords. And they're brutal and cruel, and they're after money. And if they think they can get money, then they kidnap people at gunpoint or hit them over the head or whatever they want and try to take the money. So I worked all of that in there. and she's well, she's a young woman and she has a daughter. And her husband happens to be a pilot as well as a geologist. So the whole family goes to Guatemala, and they all get involved in the mystery and intrigue that follow.
What about her jade jaguar? Tell me about the jade jaguar. That was interesting.
Oh, that's her shaman's talisman. And she became a shaman when she was 13, sort of by accident. She knew that if she spent the night in a cave, that the gods would want her to become a shaman. So she avoided that. But one day, she decided to explore the mouth of a cave, and she took a fall. And in Yucatan, they have underground rivers. And so she slipped down to the underground river, and there was a murder down there looting the graves. And so he tied her up and left her to die. And when she did leave the cave, she was a shaman. And she cursed the looter to die to death by crocodile. And that is what happened to him later in the story.
Oh, wow.
But that's my book, Jaguar Princess. She's older now, and she won a scholarship, scholarship to study archaeology, because she started learning how to read the ancient writing on the monument stones at the ruin that was near where she lived. And now she is a professor of archaeology. And when she goes to Guatemala to look for the jade, her husband does it scientifically, studying things from the air. But she talks to the modern-day elders and shaman and looks for jade that way.
This sounds so interesting, Marjorie. And you're going to Book Expo America, where Lost Jade of the Maya is going to be a featured book. Is that right?
Yes, I'm very excited.
You're leaving. The Book Expo America is taking place in New York in May. And so
yes.
You're going to be there in person.
Yes.
And so if some of our listeners wanted to see you, wanted to pick up a copy of the book and get you to sign it, they probably need to go back to the Book Expo America website and see what time you'll be available, because I know you don't know that at this point in time, right?
That's right.
Now, aren't you nominated for a prize?
Oh, yes. That's the other exciting thing that's happened. This book has been nominated for an award, an indie award. This is for people who publish a book independently. And I don't know if I've won that or not. I'm going to go anyway. The night before the Book Expo, they give the indie awards, also in New York. And so whether or not I win, I'd like to see what they do. And so I'm going to go and make it a whole week of books.
How exciting. I'm going to keep my fingers crossed. I mean, this is such a good book. I just don't see how it can't win something, but I'm going to keep my fingers crossed. Tell me how you write, Marjorie. Do you outline? Do you outline everything that you do, or
no? I don't actually. What I do is I have a story in mind, and I think about how would my character react to that. And so I guess in a way, when you read these things, I'm telling you how I would react if I lived in that civilization and those things happened to me.
You sort of put your place in the place of your heroine?
Well, I guess I do. And, this will sound very weird. I talked to her.
It doesn't sound weird at all.
Do this. I know her better than my friends.
You know, I talk with a lot of authors, and everybody's process, especially if they write fiction, sounds a little strange to people who have never written fiction. But it's all part of that creative process, isn't it?
Yes, yes. Well, in about the outlining, there comes a point when you have to know if you have the chapters in the right order and these things. And so when the book is, I'm considering it close to completion, then I make a chapter-by-chapter outline. I write a sentence about what happens in every chapter. And then I can see if I have something out of order. And also I can go back and check, because something that happened in chapter 8 is mentioned again in chapter 13. And I can make sure that I don't change someone's name. Like maybe I have Martha in chapter 8 and I have Mary Jane in chapter 13. And so that's kind of a double check. And I can see if the story has flowed in a logical manner.
Everybody has a process, and you're absolutely right. You have to make sure that the continuity of the book and the story makes sense to the reader, right?
Right. Well, the other thing I do is after I have it chapter by chapter, then I go to each chapter and I read aloud the dialogue of character A and make sure that it isn't changing. I don't want him to sound like a teenager in chapter 2 and sound like a college professor in chapter 5.
Excellent. Well, I know that we have piqued the interest of our listeners, and I know that they're curious about where they can find Lost Jade of the Maya. And I went to Amazon. If they just go to Amazon.com, and then there's a book search feature that you can put in Lost Jade of the Maya, and let me spell your three names so they can put your name in there, by Marjorie, Marjorie, Bicknell, Bicknell, and then your last name is Johnson, Johnson. If they put that in the search feature and just click on it, then your book comes up, and there's a really nice excerpt there on Amazon.com about your book. Is there somewhere else that our listeners could find it?
Yes, it's on the Barnes & Noble website, and you find it there in the same way.
Are you doing anything with social media? Do you have a website?
I have a website under construction, and the domain name was available, so we took it, and it will be lostjadeofthemaya.com.
That's easy enough to remember. Now, this is not your first book. If they wanted to find out a little more about you and about other things that you had written, I believe you also have a secondary website. Is that right?
That's right. And it's M. Bicknell Johnson, no punctuation.com.
If you could, when our listeners read your book and they close it for the last time, what would you like for them to leave with? Entertained because they had such a great time reading such a very interesting story? Or is there a message? Is there something within your book that you want them to take away?
Well, I'd like them to have enjoyed the story, but I hope that they also notice how a woman wins.
Oh, I love
And also, the Maya, like all the other indigenous people in the Americas, are treated very poorly, and they're kind of underdogs there. And I really like it that that she succeeded. And I think it will give him good feelings about a lot of things, because it, it ends on a happy note.
Good. And it sounds like it's quite an adventurous read, a page-turner that our listeners won't be able to put down.
Well, some of my readers have told me that.
Well, I think that sounds like it could be true, Marjorie. Thank you so much for being with us today on Books on Air, and I'm going to keep my fingers crossed for you when you go to Book Expo America and you go to that awards banquet. I want to keep my fingers crossed that you're a winner. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Suzanne.
I hope you'll join me next time for Books on Air. And until then, buy a book, read a book, share a book. And thanks so much for listening.